We continue our Making Sausage governor candidate interviews now. Chris Coleman has been the mayor of St. Paul since 2015. He's a Democratic candidate for Minnesota governor in 2018. Mayor Coleman joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much. You shortened my tenure a little bit. I've been mayor since 2006, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Just looked at your website.
It feels much longer than 3 years.
You know, I thought that might not be right, but I didn't look back. So why don't you tell us about that? Tell us about your background and your experience and why you think you're ready to be governor of Minnesota.
And why you even want to be.
Why do I want to be? Well, I tell you, let's start there. I want to be governor because Minnesota needs a progressive leader who can fight for working families all across the state of Minnesota. And I think I've proven myself as mayor over the last 12 years that I'm that person. And I want to take that fight on behalf of the people of Minnesota to the state capitol.
And tell us a little bit more about your experience in addition to being mayor.
Well, I've lived in St. Paul in Minnesota all my life. I've got my wife and I have been, we're about to celebrate our 29th wedding anniversary. We've had two great children who are graduated from college. One's actually off in law school, despite my best advice to her to the contrary. But, have been a passionate advocate for folks across the state of Minnesota all my life. I grew up in a political family. My dad was the DFL majority leader of the state Senate from 1972 to 1980 when Minnesota was at its peak in terms of working for people. And I want to continue that legacy. I'm a lawyer by training, but have worn a lot of different hats, from a busboy to bus driver and everything in between. So I know hard work, and I have done that as a mayor for the last 12 years.
Now, as you go in, I guess we call it the signature issue. I think you know what I mean. The way Governor Dayton had early childhood that he's identified with. But what do you have anything in mind that would probably be your signature issue?
Well, if it's a signature issue, it's hard to narrow it down to one particular piece of it. But it's really about the economic security of all of our families. It starts with education. We need to make sure that every child across the state of Minnesota has the resources and tools that they need to take their place in a 21st century workforce. It means making sure that health care is available and affordable for every person in the state of Minnesota. It means that not only do you have a good job, but that you can rely on the fact that you've got a pension to take care of you when you retire. It's some of those basic things that we've lost along the way and that we need to restore on behalf of Minnesotans.
That is the mayor of St. Paul, Chris Coleman. He is a candidate for Minnesota governor in 2018. So what do you think some of the biggest challenges that face our state are? What issues stand out most to you?
Well, first of all, I think we have a challenge because the partisan bickering at the state capitol, I think, has let the people of Minnesota down. When you're a mayor, you don't get to just argue about things. You have to fix problems. And so you got to figure out how to make your city safe and how to provide services for your community, fix potholes and plow streets and some of those basic things. Sometimes we get up to the Capitol and we start arguing more than we're fixing problems. And I think I'm a person that works across the aisle that can work with folks to get things done, but at the same time, do it in a way that is really fighting and benefiting families across Minnesota.
As long as you mentioned the partisan bickering, I think that's sort of a lead into our next question. It's kind of a process question about how you see your role as governor in terms of working with the legislature and maybe trying to bring a more orderly end to sessions and just kind of changing that end of the session process that has been so disappointing for the last number of years.
Well, I think some of it is the chaos that you see at the legislative sessions end when it does end on time is because, people are making decisions on behalf of 5 million Minnesotans when they haven't slept for 3 or 4 days in a row. And it's a terrible way, talk about making sausage. That's a terrible way to do process. And I obviously the House and the Senate are going to set their rules and their procedures. But I think the governor has to set the tone and the tenor for how those conversations are taking place. I think that we need to have honest conversations. I think we need to arrive at, as we continue to have a split government in the state of Minnesota, we need to be able to trust each other and to look each other in the eye. And when we make a deal, that deal has to hold. So I see some of the frustration that have taken place up there. I think the governor has been frustrated by the pace of things. But at the end of the day, we're there to serve the people of Minnesota. We're not there to serve our own special interests. We're there to fight for families. And cutting last-minute deals when no one's had a chance to read the bill is not in the best interest of Minnesotans.
Let's talk more about the legislature, and we want to know your thoughts on the constitutionality of when you combine policy and budget bills, how you would handle this as Minnesota governor.
Well, it's very clear that you're supposed to have, bills kind of have a single subject, and they're supposed to be very clear what they're not supposed to be garbage bills where everything is there, and so you try to keep those as clean as you possibly can. And certainly we saw this last year where the governor was line item vetoing funding for the legislature. That was, I think, a act of desperation and frustration on his part to a bill that had been sent up to him that we risked shutting down state government and shutting down services for people across the state. And when you start seeing all these bills kind of thrown into one, and no clarity as to what they're even voting on, or having poison pills being put into bills, that's not in the best interest of folks across the state.
Now, I'm going to pin you down a little bit here, Mayor. If you got a bill like that handed to you, would you sign it?
Well, it's hard to say in the abstract. I would try to keep it as clear as possible, but I think you have to put it in the context of what the risks are. Shutting down services across the state of Minnesota, putting 30,000 state workers on leave without pay because we can't reach an agreement. I think that's the dilemma that the governor faces last year, and shutting down state parks right before the 4th of July holiday. The impacts are felt by ordinary average Minnesotans, and I think that sometimes the perfect is the enemy of the good, and I think we've got to make sure that at the end of the day we're serving our constituents, and that's the people of Minnesota. So in the abstract, I'd like to say no, I wouldn't ever sign a bill like that, but the reality of it is in the legislative process making, sometimes you have to do that to keep the state open and moving forward.
Thank you. I think that's a very honest answer. Thank you.
So you're talking to people who live in a rural area, who live in northern Minnesota mainly. What do you think are some of the issues that face those of us who live outside of the Twin Cities metro area?
Well, I think that we do ourselves a disservice by saying that we have vast differences in terms of the challenges that we face. I've worked with mayors across the state of Minnesota. I have a broad coalition of mayors that have supported my campaign, because they know that I've approached it from the challenges that we face on the local level. It doesn't matter whether you're Fergus Falls or you're Grand Rapids or you're St. Paul or any city across Minnesota, large and small, and in greater Minnesota or in the Twin Cities. It's about does your family have what you need, what they need to be secure, put food on the table, pay the mortgage, and have their kids get a good education? Are their communities safe? There's no difference in those issues between what happens in Worthington or St. Paul. Those are the basics, and I really do. I approach this prospect of being governor from the perspective of a person who's been mayor for 12 years and has had to deal with everything from soup to nuts, from potholes to policing, and you don't have the luxury of just saying, well, I'm on this committee and I've got a couple of key issues that I'd like to focus in on. When you're building community, when you're making communities safe, and when you're making cities a great place to live, or communities a great place to live, then you've got to focus in on all of these things simultaneously.
Well, we keep hearing a great deal about the rural-urban divide, and as I listen to you, I think you sound to me like you're not looking for division as much as you're looking for unity in rural and urban Minnesota. Would that be fair?
Well, I think it's not only fair, it's spot on. I think that, you know, we're one state, and I really do believe that you can't have, you know, whole parts of your state that are struggling, where people are unemployed, where people are losing their farms or not able to find work because the mines have shut down. You know, how do you say that Minnesota is doing well when some people are doing well and others aren't? You know, in St. Paul, if you look at it as a microcosm of the state of Minnesota, we have some neighborhoods that are strong and some neighborhoods that are struggling. You don't just focus in on the neighborhoods that are strong. If you want to be a great city, you've got to make sure that the people in the neighborhoods that are struggling have access to jobs and a good education and all of those things. And so looking at it from a statewide perspective is really no different than that.
Before we go, Mayor Coleman, is there anything else you'd like us to know about you?
Well, look, I love the state. I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about its people. But at the end of the day, we need a governor that's going to wake up every day fighting on behalf of Minnesotans from north to south and east to west. And I think I've, you know, in my career as mayor and the work that I've done in my life, you know, I've been a fighter and a champion and a progressive values. And I think that that's what we need in the state of Minnesota. And I'm going to keep on fighting.
That's St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman. He's running for governor in 2018. You can tune in to all our Minnesota governor candidate interviews at kaxe.org. We appreciate your time today. Thank you.
My great pleasure. Thank you so much.